Cuban, Haitian migrants continue record-setting landings on Florida coast. By Bob Price on February 28, 2023. Miami Sector Border Patrol agents and Coast Guard crews continue to interdict migrants who are part of the record-setting surge along the Florida coast. Miami Sector agents apprehended more migrants in the first 4 months of FY23 than they did during the entire previous year. Miami Sector Chief Patrol Agent Walter Slozer tweeted images of a group of migrants apprehended at the Dry Tortugas National Park. Slozer reported the 22 Cuban migrants arrived on the Florida beach after crossing the Florida Straits in a rustic vessel. U.S. Border Patrol agents and LA partners responded to a migrant landing at the Dry Tortugas National Park and encountered 22 Cuban migrants. The group, 19 adult males, 3 adult females, arrived on a rustic vessel. #FloridaKeys #Cuba #ThursdayMorning #DHSPIC.twitter.com/QTNJ1CC5BT. Chief Patrol Agent Walter N. Slozer, at U.S. BPCHIF MIP, February 23, 2023. The group consisted of 19 adult males and 3 adult females, Slozer reported. The migrants add to the number of apprehensions that, during the first 4 months of FY23, exceeded that of the entire FY22, Breitbart Texas reported. The fiscal year began on October 1. During October, November, December, and January, Miami sector agents apprehended 4,681 migrants, according to the CBP Nationwide Encounters report. During the same period in FY22, agents apprehended only 908 migrants. The FY23 apprehensions in the same period represent an increase of nearly 416%. During the entire FY22, agents in the Miami sector apprehended only 4,009 migrants. In addition to the migrants apprehended by Border Patrol agents, CBP Air and Marine Operations agents and Coast Guard crews continue to interdict thousands more Cuban and Haitian migrants at sea. Vessel overload. At Pamoregdir agents, working along with their partners from at County Sheriff and at U.S. Seek Southeast interdicted this vessel near Lake Worth and found a total of 50 migrants on board. Good job. At Florida at Pamo at southeastpic.twitter.com/5DQNJ9EVA. CBP AMO Regional Director S.E. at Pamoregdir's, February 27, 2023. AMO agents teamed up with Coast Guard Southeast crews to interdict an overloaded boat with 50 migrants on board. On Friday, crew members of the Cutter Marathon interdicted a group of migrants on a makeshift raft. The crew found the migrants about 2 miles off Key Colony Beach. #Breaking at USCG Station Marathon's crew stopped this migrant venture from illegally landing in the U.S. Thursday, about 2 miles off Key Colony Beach. #DontTakeToTheSea at pomoregdirspic.twitter.com/2CSPFXFH6P. U.S. Seek Southeast, at U.S. Seek Southeast, February 24, 2023. Coast Guard officials report that since October 1, 2022, Coast Guard crews interdicted 5,740 Cubans compared to 6,182 Cuban migrants in fiscal year 2022. 838 Cuban migrants in fiscal year 2021. 49 Cuban migrants in fiscal year 2020. 313 Cuban migrants in fiscal year 2019. 259 Cuban migrants in fiscal year 2018. 1,468 Cuban migrants in fiscal year 2017. 5,396 Cuban migrants in fiscal year 2016. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.